Title: Transform Jungle 808 Tail for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's turn a classic jungle-style 808 tail into something that actually drives the groove like a proper roller, because in drum and bass, that 808 tail is either your secret weapon or the reason your low end turns to fog. The goal today is controlled momentum. The bass fills the gaps, pushes the track forward, and still leaves the snare space to smack. We're staying fully stock in Ableton Live 12, simpler or sampler, EQ8, saturator, compressor, clue if you want it, gate, drum bus, utility, and sidechain routing. By the end, you'll have a repeatable chain you can drop onto any 808 or sub, plus a simple writing approach that makes your bassline feel like it's rolling even when the MIDI is doing less than you think. Let's set the scene. Step 0. Get the session feeling like DNB. Set your tempo between 170 and 176. I'm going to pick 174 BPM, because it's a sweet spot. Now make a basic drum loop. Kick on beat 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Classic backbeat. Then layer a break underneath quietly, amen-ish, or any chopped break, doesn't matter. Keep it light. The break is your ruler for this lesson. And here's the mindset that will save your mix. Think in snare windows. In DNB, the snare is the landmark. Your bass should feel strong, but it should dip just a little right around beats 2 and 4. Even a tiny pocket, like 20 to 40 milliseconds of get out of the way, can make the snare feel louder without turning anything up. Now step 1. Pick the right 808. Create a new MIDI track and drop in simpler. Drag in an 808 bass hit. Try to choose one with a clear pitch and a tail somewhere between roughly 300 milliseconds and a second. If the tail is too short, you won't get that rolling illusion. Too long, and it'll smear into the snare and the break. In simpler, go to classic mode. Turn warp off. We want it clean. Set voices to 1. Monophonic. Roller bass wants one note at a time. It's that controlled engine vibe. And if you want a little extra movement, turn glide on, around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Optional, but very on brand. Now step 2. The secret sauce: amplitude shaping. Most of what you think is tail character is really just volume envelope and low frequency decay. We're going to reshape it so it feels driven, not lazy. In simpler's controls, find the amp envelope. Set attack basically instant 0 to 2 milliseconds. Set decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. For sustain, you have two paths. If you want true one-shot behavior, pulse sustain all the way down, basically minus infinity. That's a super classic jungle hit behavior. If you want note length to control the tail, bring sustain up a bit and use MIDI note lengths. And for release, try 60 to 140 milliseconds. Enough to avoid clicks, but not so long it drifts. Beginner-friendly move, turn trigger on in simpler. That makes every note fire a consistent tail, which is great when you're learning, because it removes one big variable. Later, you can turn trigger off and get more expressive with note lengths. Quick coaching note here: if your 808 feels slow, it's often not your envelope. It's gain staging. If the sub is too loud, it masks the groove and everything feels like it's dragging. Don't be afraid to pull the bass track down 2 to 6 dB and suddenly the rhythm appears. Low end is powerful like that. Step 3. Tune it. Drop Ableton's tuner on the bass track. Trigger a note C1 or D1 is common, but choose based on your tune. Then in simpler, use transpose until the fundamental is hitting the note you actually want. This matters a lot, because roller bass lines feel tight when the subs are stable and musical. If you want a quick range guide, F sharp 1 up to A1 is heavy sub weight. B1 up to D2 gets a bit more audible and can read better on smaller speakers. Step 4. Control the low end with EQ and dynamics. Here's a solid device order to start with. First, EQ8. Put a high pass filter at about 20 to 30 Hz. 24 dB per octave. That's just rumble cleanup. If it's muddy, do a small dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, around 120 to 250 Hz. If it's honky or boxy, dip 2 to 5 dB around 300 to 600. Important: don't over-EQ the sub. The tail needs weight. We're removing junk, not carving it into something thin. Next, saturator. This is a big part of making the tail feel like it's rolling without simply making it louder. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so you're not getting tricked by loudness. What saturation does here is it adds harmonics that make the tail speak, and it also makes the sustain feel more even so the bass feels continuous and energetic. Next, a regular compressor for gentle control. ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the initial hit gets through, release 80 to 150 milliseconds so it breathes with the tempo, aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Now step 5, sidechain. This is where roller momentum really happens. Add another compressor after saturation and your general compression. Enable sidechain. Choose your kick track as the input. Starter settings. Ratio 4:1. Attack super fast, around 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 130 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down until you see about 4 to 8 dB of reduction when the kick hits. Now listen. The bass should lean back when the kick lands, then swell back quickly. That quick return is the stepping forward feeling. If the release is too long, it becomes a slow inhale-exhale, like breathing. But a roller wants bounce, not breath. Quick return, constant motion. Coach check, use the brake as your ruler. Solo the brake and the bass together for a second. Ask yourself, can I still hear the kick hits inside the brake clearly? If not, your decay is too generous, or your sidechain isn't doing enough, or your bass is just too loud. Step 6. Optional, but vary jungle gate for consistency. If the tail is messy, noisy, or uneven, put a gate before the sidechain compressor, usually after EQ. Try. Attack 0.3 to 1 millisecond, hold 30 to 70 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then set the threshold so it closes right after the useful tail ends. If the gate sounds clicky, your release is too short. If it still feels floppy, shorten release or lower the hold. Step 7. Add a mid layer so the bass feels fast. This is one of the biggest roller hacks, because a pure sub can feel huge but slow. A little mid content makes the same rhythm feel quicker and more present, especially on small speakers. Duplicate the bass track. Name one bass SUB and another bass MID. On bass sub, use EQ8 and low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Keep it mostly clean. Light saturation is okay, but don't overdo it. On bass mid, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Add saturator, but stronger. Drive around 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip-on. Optionally add auto filter with a low pass around 1 to 3 kHz so it stays dark and smooth, not fizzy. If you want a tiny bit of jungle character, you can use chorus ensemble very subtly, or a tiny frequency shifter amount, but keep it tasteful, and keep the low frequencies out of the stereo stuff. And do a mono check early. Put utility at the end of your bass group, and toggle width from 100% down to 0%. If the bass energy collapses in mono, your mid layer is either too wide or too low in frequency. Keep sub-mono. Let only the higher mid content have a touch of width. Step 8. Write a simple roller MIDI pattern that uses the tail. At 174 BPM, start with eighth notes and small gaps. You're not trying to write a million notes. You're placing hits so the tail fills the space. Here's a beginner-safe one-bar idea in F-sharp. On beat 1, F-sharp, short. On the end of 1, F-sharp, short. Beat 2, leave space for the snare. End of 2, F-sharp, short. Beat 3, E is a passing note, short. End of 3, back to F-sharp, short. Beat 4, space. End of 4, F-sharp, short. That's it. The tail is doing the work, and if you want instant groove without changing pitches, try alternating note lengths, short, medium, short, medium. The ear reads that as movement. Step 9, arrangement, so it feels like a real track and not a loop. Think in 8-bar energy blocks. Bars 1 to 8, sub only, tight and clean. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the mid layer, maybe a touch more saturation. Bars 17 to 24, add a tiny variation every 2 bars. Not a whole new bass line, just one extra note, or a small glide accent. Bars 25 to 32, drop the mid layer out for 2 bars, then slam it back in. Same notes, bigger impact. If you want a more advanced but still simple upgrade, ghost kick sidechain. Make a kick track that's muted and hits on the end of 1 and the end of 3. Sidechain the bass to that, instead of, or alongside, the main kick. The result is the bass feels like it's being pulled into the gaps, which screams roller. You can even do dual sidechain. Keep the kick sidechain as your main pump. Then add a second compressor keyed from the snare, doing just 1 to 3 dB of reduction, purely to protect the backbeat space. Clean, effective, very mix-friendly. Before we wrap up, quick list of mistakes to avoid, translated into what you'll actually hear. If your tail is too long, the snare loses impact and the whole groove gets mushy. Fix it with shorter decay and release, plus stronger sidechain. If your low end sounds like cardboard, You've probably got too much 150 to 300 HC, or you saturated the sub too hard. Fix it with a small EQ dip and keep heavy saturation on the mid layer, not the sub. If your sidechain sounds weird, like the bass comes back late, or it's choppy, your attack is too slow, or your release is out of time, go faster on attack, and tune release between about 80 and 130 milliseconds until it bounces. Now a mini 15-minute practice to lock this in. Load an E808 into Simpler. Make a 2-bar drum loop with kick, snare, and break. Then make 3 versions of the same bass pattern. Version A, decay at 250 ms. Version B, decay at 350 ms. Version C, decay at 450 ms, but with stronger sidechain. Export 30 seconds of each and label them. Then ask, which one pulls the track forward, which one masks the snare? That's how you train your ear fast, because roller bass is feel, not just settings. Quick recap to finish. Use Simpler's envelope to reshape the 808 tail into a controlled push. Use EQ8, saturator, and gentle compression to keep it consistent. Use sidechain to make the tail breathe with the kick, and remember, roller wants bounce, not slow swells. Layer sub and mid so it feels fast and present without destroying the low end. And arrange in 8-bar blocks so energy evolves without rewriting everything. If you tell me your target vibe 90s jungle roller, modern minimal roller, or darker techie DNB and your root note, I can suggest a tailored chain and specific sidechain release times that match your groove.